Brian, we have received some really great fan feedback and messaging through our By the Books email address. Again, if you want to get at us, we really appreciate all of the awesome feedback and some fabulous questions, too. ByTheBooks@VSiN.com. Again, that email to email the show. Dave and I and Joe will get to you as soon as we can. But again, ByTheBooks@VSiN.com. Keith Wire in Pleasantville, Ohio, O-H-I-O, baby, had a really, really fascinating message to us. And Moose, here's how it reads. Isn't it time that MLB just grants one set of awards? Rules and schedules are uniform. Why do we need two separate awards, meaning American League Cy Young, National League MVP? No other league does that. I'm fairly confident it's the MLBPA that would stop that. More awards means more money. Just imagine some of the races we could have if there can only be one. Highlander reference. Well done, Keith, and we appreciate the email. It is a really good query. And just for conversational purposes, Moose, let's think about it just from a couple of the awards right now, present day. Okay, so the American League MVP, Yordan Alvarez, the odds-on favorite right now at -$1.50. Shohei Ohtani, you got to lay $16 for him to win the award in the National League. I wonder, and maybe I'll run it through some of the AI here to see if they would make a market, what they would put for the odds currently if they were all under one awards umbrella, if you will. One MVP of the Major League season. I think it's a good idea. I would have to reach out to my fellow MLBPA representatives and see what their take would be off the record. I would envision, because there are escalators in contracts for these awards. So obviously if you get two opportunities to win, then certainly, you know, you're going to have more of those dollars able to be shelled out. I'll get your thoughts on it. Let me run it through some of the artificial intelligence to see if they can make a market for us. I will text Thomas Gable too and Mike Palm to see if they would what market they would make and if they can get back to us before the end of the show. I will read that on air. But let me get your take on where Keith comes down. Again, NBA, we have one MVP in the regular season. NHL, same way. What's your take on where Keith is to have one set of awards in Major League Baseball?
Well, I think now it makes more sense than ever before because of the adjustment, because of the universal DH. You know, there used to be, you know, the senior circuit, the National League hitter, you know, pitchers were hitting, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was a different game. I mean, when you looked at National League as compared to American League, the American League was where, you know, old power hitters in the National League used to go to be able to get a job as a designated hitter. Now, obviously, we see DHs across it. So the games have become more unified when you're comparing the American League and the National League. And so now with that adjustment in mind, you say to yourself, well, why does there necessarily need to be two league MVPs? There's no differentiation between the leagues. So I think it's great email. I mean, I think it's a great talking point. I think there's hurdles. You hit upon it, Jensen, hurdles that they need to be overcome because of the escalators in the contract. People are going to say, well, this is the way it's always been done, where you have an AL MVP, an NL MVP, an AL Cy Young, an NL Cy Young, an AL Rookie of the Year, an NL Rookie of the Year, all those things. It's a long 162-game MLB regular season. That's the other differentiator in between them and other leagues when you're looking at it. In terms of the National Football League, there's 17 games, 18 weeks. National Hockey League, NBA, there's 82 games during the course of the regular season. This is 162 games over the course of the regular season, marathon, not a sprint. So you say, well, maybe this sport deserves two MVPs and the differentiation between the American League and the National League. But I always thought the differentiator was the fact of the DH. And once that became universal, really, you know, kind of the old way of playing National League style of baseball, manufacturing runs, stealing bases, you know, what you used to see with the St. Louis Cardinals when they had Vince Coleman and Willie McGee and Ozzie Smith, right? Where, you know, they used to play to that AstroTurf to generate offense. Well, those day and age of that day and age of Major League Baseball is long gone, right? To go along with everything else. So it's different. I get it. I think it's a good idea. I think it's interesting. And I think it would, the one thing that would add to it, it would be if you were the one MVP, just like you see in the NBA, just like you see in the National Hockey League, it adds even more glamour to winning that award than if there is the separator between the two.
Yes. Okay. So I texted TG just to ask what market would he make odds wise if you combined, you know, both the American League and the the American League and National League Cy Young candidates right now. Think about, okay, Cam Schlittler, short shot for the American League at plus $1.20. Jacob Mizorowski right now, minus -450, but that's him up against those fellow National League pitchers. Think about the top five, just in odds. And again, that's why I asked TG what he would make as far as the odds board if you combined a Major League Cy Young award. Schlittler, Dylan Cease, Jacob Mizorowski, Christopher Sanchez, just in your top four. Those are the only guys in single digits in their respective races right now. Imagine what the odds board would look like with those all in one race together. I think it's fascinating. And even like the rookie of the year would be similar too. Kevin McGonigal for the Tigers, JJ Weatherholt, both odds on at the moment. We're getting Munetaka Murakami back here starting tonight for the White Sox. He is the second choice in the American League. Sal Stewart is plus +280 there for the Reds in the National League. Imagine those four all under one roof, the Major League Rookie of the Year. My, oh my, that would be a fascinating odds market.
Well, Jensen, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question from a pitching perspective. Wouldn't you make Mizorowski the favorite?
He would be the favorite, yes, but it certainly would not be a $4.50 favorite. I think you could probably get closer, man, if it's him. Okay, if it was an either or, if you had to take head to head, the Miz or Schlittler, I would think I would make Miz a short favorite. Wouldn't be by much. Just understanding where you're looking at from strikeouts, I get that. We have a balanced schedule now. Looking at common opponents, you know, things of that nature. Boy, it'd be a fascinating market. Dylan Cease is there with the strikeouts too.
Yeah, I would make Mizorowski. He's a 4-1 favorite in the National League. I would probably make Mizorowski maybe a minus -175, something like that.
I was getting in that same. Yep. I like that.
That's where, you know, and I'm not Thomas Gable, but that's where I would probably look at if you just had our universal Cy Young, just based on the pure dominance with the strikeouts and given how the race is tightened up in the American League between Schlittler and obviously Dylan Cease with the Toronto Blue Jays, I would make Mizorowski right around a minus $1.70 favorite.
All right. I got TG working on it here. So before the end of the show, I will report back on where at the Borgata, if you wanted to wager on a hypothetical Major League Cy Young awards market, combining everyone under one roof, what that would look like. Okay. Speaking of Jacob Mizorowski, it is confirmed that it will be the Miz against Paul Skeens on Sunday in PNC Park for our first half finale of the regular season. So that is going to be appointment viewing there. But the Brewers and the Pirates get it underway. First game on the slate, 6:40 Eastern, first pitch. Brandon Sproat against Braxton Ashcraft. I really actually like the Brewers here getting plus money. I love them as a short underdog. I think they are absolutely rolling. Right now, leader in the clubhouse as far as most wins in the month of July. Moose, I did play a 6-1 ticket on Milwaukee to have the most regular season wins in July, and they are well on their way at this point, a win ahead of the rest of the pack after they were able to have a really, really good 4 days in St. Louis. So I love them on the money line here to get things started. Around the rest of the league, anything popping to you as far as potential plays on the slate tonight?
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that. I'd probably go the opposite way and take Ashcraft with the Pirates against Milwaukee. Sproat on the mound tonight for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's been okay. He's pitching to north of a 5 ERA. He was part of that Freddie Peralta trade, came over from the New York Mets during the course of the offseason. You know, I'm intrigued. I kind of like a little bit of offense with Weathers on the mound tonight. Down at our nation's capital against the Washington Nationals. I would take the over between the Yankees and the Washington Nationals. Not saying the Yankee offense all of a sudden now, I believe, after they scored 12 runs against the Tampa Bay Rays. I just like over the 9.5. And we've talked about the Nationals offense and how good they've been all season long. That would probably be my top play of the night when you're looking at Major League Baseball in terms of offense this evening down at Nationals Park. But we're going to go mano a mano in that Milwaukee-Pittsburgh opener. I'm going to take the Pirates. I'm going to take Ashcraft on the mound against Brandon Sproth.
All right, the great Thomas Gable has gotten back to me. You are almost dead on, Moose. TG said, interesting question. Here's how I would make the market. Jacob Mizorowski, minus $1.65 favorite. Oh. Cam Schlittler, plus $120. Dylan Cease, plus $1.50. Christopher Sanchez, plus $9.50. Oh, that's awesome. Hey, that's why we do it. Buy the books at VSiN.com if you want to email us a question. Again, thanks to Keith Wire of Pleasantville, Ohio, for giving us that question on, hey, why do we have two markets in baseball for awards? Why not make it one? Well, there you go. From the director of race and sports at the Borgata, Thomas Gable, Jacob Mizorowski, minus $1.60. They got to hire you, Moose, as a trader there at the Borgata. Much more coming here on VSiN by the books. Don't go anywhere.